You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking about this for 2 years now on the show.
What's that?
It's just around the corner. Mm. And the state is ready to outlaw these in school.
Yeah.
One local school, in fact, Tommy, is being used, has been used, as a testing ground.
Oh.
Proof, say supporters of this idea, that getting rid of these during the school day makes life absolutely better for everyone.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The state is ready to ban cell phones in your kid's school.
Get them out.
The state budget has money for schools to go out and get smartphone storage solutions for a bell-to-bell ban.
So you put your phone in this lockdown till the end of the day.
So there's a couple of different ways to do it, and we'll get into that in just a second. Right? So, like, for example, Hilton High School was part of the testing ground for this recently. And, Kimmy, you saw this story as well as I did. Your alma mater, Hilton High School.
Yes, it is.
So they had kids volunteer that were willing to participate in this study.
Turn over the phone.
The way that this one worked, it is a pouch that has the school's logo on it.
Right.
And the teachers, the kids take the pouch, they put their phone in it, the teacher locks it in some
way. The teacher like, has. So have you ever seen these for like there are some concerts you go to or shows where they will make you lock your phone in these pouches?
I have not touched one of these.
Okay, so it's basically just like, you put it in this little pouch and only like there's one key to like unlock the pouch. So I would assume the teacher has like a way of unlocking these pouches or they're storing them away. So the phones are in the classroom. You just can't access them.
Okay. So in Hilton, they allowed the kids to carry these pouches on their person throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you never were without your phone. Yeah. So there's no risk of it being stolen or anything, but you couldn't access the phone. Story on Spectrum says that they got mostly positive feedback from the students who did it. Keep in mind, however, these are
volunteers.
Also kids that, volunteered to try it out. A lot of Model UN kids, I'm going to assume.
Yeah.
My first question is this, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. What is taking so long on the cell phone ban? Because it's been 2 years we've been talking about right? I mean, there are schools that are already doing it without the state mandate. The technology for these bags have existed for over 15 years.
It seems like there's multiple ways that you could go about doing this, depending on how little access you want the kids to have to their phones.
Like, did the state not want to make this a rule until they had the money to give to other schools?
Well, wasn't there like a big pushback from parents and like the safety of their kid? Like, they wanted access to their kids. Like, what if I have to get a hold of my kid in an emergency? Like, I thought that was the real thing pushing, I guess, preventing schools from completely doing this.
Now, that was my take, but I didn't think it was that big a push.
I don't know.
Tommy, you don't like this at all.
No, you're fighting the future, man. That phone's going to be back in the schools. And, like, every time there's something bad happens in school, we talk about the parents, they're all down at school wanting to get their kids.
No, I'm with you.
And that's, like, the biggest thing I take away from when I watch the news with all these tragedies. Every parent is there freaking out, wanting to contact their children.
Yes.
And you're going to put them, something obviously horrible is going to happen. This is the way the world works. And they're going to be back in. You've just wasted everybody's time.
That's why with these pouches, the kids would have them on them still. But or like the teacher would be able to give the kids
back
the phones.
But when stuff hits the fan, man, and goes sideways.
I understand.
That's not going
to
work.
I mean, like, to Tommy's point on that, that is my biggest fear with this. Right. Until you can guarantee my kid's safety inside
and
the
you
school.
Can't.
You can't do it.
So teach around it, man. It's just lazy teaching.
Oh,
that's all it is. It's lazy teaching. It's lazy administrations that don't want to deal with the future.
All right.
Just ban it.
How do you teach around it without?
I don't know. I'm not an educator.
you came in hot. You didn't have any suggestions.
These dicks went to college. Figure it out, man. Learn to do your job.
No, back it up.
Okay,
hold on.
But like the job would be to take the phone away.
No, that's the dumb way of doing things.
Okay.
Just get rid of it. It's like my father.
So how do you keep a kid from looking at their phone?
I don't know. Maybe have a more engaged curriculum.
Okay, you can't even say the word curriculum.
I got it. Yeah, I stuck it.
You stumbled at the end.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, you can't even do the show without looking at your phone. This is the most engaging show in Rochester. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. No, look, Kimmy makes a valid point here.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is why I can't ever have the same opinion as you.
Why?
Because we're on the same page.
Right.
You just start wildly swinging your arms.
Don't be a lazy educator.
How do you do a curriculum?
They do it in other countries.
Like what country?
You know the country I always say.
Name it.
You know, number one country.
What?
For education.
Okay.
South Korea.
Okay. You're sure the kids have phones in school?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
They all got phones.
I would
South
guess
Korea.
That they would ban it.
No, there's no ban. That's North Korea. Now, North Korea, no phone. Also, no lights. And the computers don't work. But South Korea's got it going on.
252 WCMF. The state is... They say they're right around the corner from enacting a statewide bell-to-bell cell phone ban. And Hilton High School was part of the testing ground for this, the little pouches that they're going to use. Look, I'm not a huge fan of this, just for the safety sake of it. Tommy is now saying that teachers that are complaining are bad teachers.
No, I didn't say bad. Lazy.
Lazy teachers.
And the administrators, same thing. They don't want to lead. They just want to ban.
But you can't give a solution.
No.
You can't
not
give
a single
it ain't
idea.
Not even a dumb idea. Which you're known for.
I'm not getting paid six figures to educate
They're
the
not either. I hate to break it to you.
Those superintendents?
Okay, the superintendent, maybe.
They're driving around
not
in Cadillacs.
Not the teacher. Not the person in the classroom.
You're the dumbest person I've ever
By the
met.
Way, like, what could a teacher have done to make you pay attention if you had a cell phone? Like, they could have been up there making balloon animals, and you still would have had your face in your phone.
The kid didn't have a cell phone, and he didn't pay attention. He didn't graduate a Florida high school.
Yeah, I was looking at the window.
I mean, I feel for teachers, because I do think that this makes their life easier, because if the decision is out of their hands, then there's less pushback, there's less of a fight that they have on a daily basis with kids, right? I would think that it makes their lives so much easier if a school just says, this is the rule and this is what's happening.
Look, I understand it. Kimmy, I'm with you. I understand it. The safety thing is what sticks out in my head the most.
And then these things happen.
But going past that,
past
the safety thing, you don't think kids are going to find a way around this?
Of course they are.
Well, but I guess if they're locked away.
Right, solution one. You ready?
Yeah.
Double phone. All I do is bring an old phone in, put it in the pouch. Now
okay,
I got my phone.
I guess if you're willing to go to that extent.
Okay, Kimmy, we heard about a kid who was ordering DoorDash at school that was against the rules through the window of the band room a couple weeks ago.
No, I know that.
So if I have an...
You think a parent's going to buy you two phones?
I would just have to find an old phone around the... What's that?
What if I have an Apple Watch?
Also a great question.
Okay, that would be tough.
And like, not to mention, most of these kids are on laptops because of school all day long.
So I'm still connected.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you don't think those?
Well, I mean, we've had laptops for a long time.
The point I'm making is, if distraction is your fear, you don't think they're going to find ways to distract themselves on the laptop?
Probably, but it's just one less thing you have to worry about with the phone. I'm guessing there's way more distraction on the phone because you have access to all your friends, your social media. Like, there's no, at least on the laptop, they can kind of control what you can and can't see, what you can do.
Kimmy.
Sure, kids are going to play games.
I know we're
old. Do all that stuff.
I know we're old.
Yeah, you guys are super old.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's not forget all of the technological things kids were able to figure out to get around the fire of the amount of porn we watched on school computers back then. Not me, but I heard.
Sure.
Yeah. Rumors.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. But here's the thing. Again, I don't like the policy of criticize without an idea. Give me an idea, a side solution to keep the kids off the phones. And don't say better class, because what do you want him to do? If a guy dressed up like a pilgrim to teach history class, you'd crush that guy too. And that's more engaging. So how do you keep the kids off the phones in school?
I don't.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
Ban the friends.
Shut up.
Ban the friends?
You have no friends in school. Now who are you going to talk to?
I mean, if you, Kimmy, walk through this with me.
Yeah.
All right, because the phone in the pouch all day keeps the kid from having immediate emergency access to the phone. What if you had...
Well, you could check it in between classes, though, right?
No, I thought it was only...
No, because it's bell to bell.
No, like first bell to end bell.
Oh, I thought it was like you, like in between classes. You
That's
to
saved
use
by
it.
The bell. You're thinking of a different...
Because like once the bell hits, then you're in class, and then it hits again, and then you have your phone for like, you know, 5 minutes, however long.
Oh, how would they unlock every phone in between at the end of classes?
Before you leave the class.
Are you sure?
This sounds like phone all day.
I mean, it could be. I thought like that was the point of the pouch, is that you could take it in and out.
Every story I've seen, it's been all day, and the pouch was so parents couldn't argue my kid's phone's going to get stolen. It's
or then your kid could just leave their phone in their locker and have it. You know, in between class.
Okay, but then what I'm getting, follow me here.
Yeah.
Instead of having to lock the phone away,
yeah.
If you outfit every classroom with one of those, you've seen these smock doors, Kimmy, and it's got like little pouches like in rows. The kid puts their phone.
Oh, like a little cubby.
You got it.
Right.
Kid puts a phone in the cubby before every class. Right. Every class is outfitted with it. You can't access the phone during class, but you can have it in while you're walking.
Well, that's
kind of
the same idea as the pouch.
I'm almost positive the pouch is all day. Almost possible.
Okay,
so it would
but I guess
make sense.
Think that's what the pouch is trying to accomplish. Like, the phone is there. You just can't touch it right now until somebody says so.
All right, so Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Those pouches are the biggest, all capitals, joke. All the kids put old phones in the pouches and keep their phones with them all day. Ah, I'm still as smart as a 15-year-old. Even my type A, follow all the rules daughters, does this. And then she goes on and says, it is an all-day ban.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. Not.
What school is that?
Hilton, probably.
Carrie Ann, what school?
Well, yeah, I mean. You said it was Hilton was the experiment.
Well, they did an experiment at Hilton.
I think a couple schools have done different versions of it from what it sounds like.
And there are some schools that already have made this mandatory for the school.
Mm. I like the cubbyhole idea. Yeah, because then it's in the room, but like you're not walking across. It's going to be pretty obvious if you walk. But I guess what would stop you then again from just bringing two phones?
But if the two phones, you're right. But if the two-fold problem is this for the pouch is irrelevant.
Well, but you could do the same thing with a cubby.
But I think that's Tommy's argument of why do anything if you can beat the system that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole writes us on Instagram, I'm surprised companies like Verizon can't find a way to put the phones on airplane mode while at school. If there's an emergency, Verizon could turn the phone back on.
How would...
Like one master...
switch?
Switch for somebody, maybe the principal or something.
I mean, to that, that would be weird.
Yeah, that seems like a little, like, I don't like having, like, you'd have access to everybody's phone with a switch.
Yeah, they do have that already. It's called owning a phone.
No, but I'm saying, like, the school would have your direct access.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't trust the school to have access? They could
flip
the kid's phone on and off?
It would be just a weird concept. Like, they can turn off my phone at any time.
I mean, that's America, though, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Athena, her daughter went to Athena.
Oh, okay.
Was the answer. Yeah. We got a lot of people getting in here, Tommy.
Right.
Hot on the cell phones while writing us on their cell phones.
Oh, yeah. But they say
Clark rates us on Instagram.
Clark. What's Clark's hot take?
Clark says, I've seen videos of kids just breaking those cases open by hitting them on a wall or bringing in a strong magnet that could open them up. Okay, that's going to be the other thing, man. Those kids are going to start doing business.
Yeah.
$3. I'll unlock your phone with this magnet here. I don't know. I think that we always underestimate the technological savvy of teenage kids.
Right. And it's here to stay.
No,
I mean, so like, if you, it's not going away. They're going to figure out a way.
Okay. So then simply give me an idea.
I did, but you didn't like it.
What?
Put it back on the administration to do a better job of educating.
You just yelled lazy.
Yeah, because they're not teaching anymore.
Oh, my
It's open up God. Your laptop.
Oh, my God.
Click over here.
Man,
do that.
Without email, a high email school your, diploma.
Email your goddamn homework.
Whose father spent the modern equivalent of $80,000.
Question. Didn't your wife work in a school?
Ooh.
Yes, she did. 20 years.
Okay, so she knows a lot of these people that you speak of that aren't doing their jobs.
Oh, I heard on the radio that she was just lazy.
Are you allowed to go home today?
No, she was one of the good ones.
Yeah,
that's what attracted me to her. She was a hard worker.
252 WCMF. Scott's got a solution because you're an idiot who just runs his mouth.
All right, Scotty boy.
Scotty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just wondering, what if there was a way to block all the signals in a classroom and have a switch? If there was an emergency, you turn it on.
So somebody else had brought up that idea. Is there someone else talking about that? Because I hadn't heard this idea. Now
the master switch?
Two people.
Or like, wait,
you just shut it
prevent
down?
Prevent the service.
But then again, there would be Wi-Fi in the school for the laptops. You could just get it on that. That would be a problem.
And let's say, who controls that switch?
Who watches the watchman?
The teacher.
But if crap goes down in the school.
Well, he's saying the teacher that's in the classroom.
But you would have to, let's say they don't get to that switch.
All right.
Because, again, you know, these things happen randomly and
understood. That's a better situation than my phone has been locked. Yeah, I mean, but
maybe everybody knows where the switch is, and nobody's allowed to flip that switch unless there's an emergency.
Oh, that'll work.
Sounds like life, man.
Here's the switch. You all have access, but don't touch it.
Scott, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more. Taylor's got the last word. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, Taylor. What do you got?
So basically my kids all have iPhones and there's parental controls on them that limit the ability for them to use basically all apps except for phone calls and text messages. So there is ways that they're only really allowed to contact specific numbers during the day. And that can be set up for any time period that you want.
Sure. All right. So
that would be the decision more on the parents' part than the school's.
So I tried to do that with my oldest. Yeah. She figured out a way around.
Oh, she did.
But I mean, look, I'm not the most tech savvy. I mean, I Taylor, do you have kids of your own?
I do. I have three.
Okay. How old?
10, 11, and 12.
So are you in the cell phone world yet?
Oh, yeah. Which is surprising because, of course, I didn't get my first one until I was, like, 15. But
and we had to walk uphill both ways to school in the snow. I get you, Taylor.
I guess. I tell my kids that every day.
What I'm asking you is, would you be okay if your kids did not have access to a cell phone all day long if you had to get a hold of them?
So my oldest is in 7th grade, and they already have a rule that they have to leave them in their backpacks, in their lockers from the time they get there to the time that they leave. They don't carry their backpacks around during the day. They have to leave them in their lockers.
Okay.
So that alone does kind of upset me because part of the reason I got them phones in the first place was to be able to contact us in case of an emergency.
Sure.
So that's something we're trying to figure out.
All right. Well, Taylor, good luck. Godspeed. I hope it all works out for you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, there you go. I just want to read this take because I hate this take.
Okay.
And with all due respect to Jeff, who seems like a really nice guy, Jeff writes us on Instagram. There were no cell phones in schools in the 90s, and we survived. There was something else that happened at the end of the 90s,
yeah,
too. Kind of changed all of that.
Yeah. There's a reason why we're having this conversation.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a business meeting for a bunch of billionaires.
Yep.
But the NFL is so good at making money from everything they touch. It's one of the most popular sporting events in America.
Amazing.
Tens of millions of us are going to sit down on Thursday night and hang on every word. Mm-hmm. So how excited are you for the NFL draft this week? You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The 2025 NFL draft kicks off live Thursday night, 8 p.m. from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai.
Bam.
I'll be there from 7 to 9. So if you want to watch some picks with a handsome boy.
Well, who's going?
But me. I just said I'm going
to
be there.
Maybe Ryan would stop by.
Oh, I'll see what he's up
to. He should get his own show. He's funny.
Yeah, I agree with you. I could use a new co-host. So as far as the Bills go, you're the Bills expert here on the show. Mm. We will be doing a very special Tommy Tells It Like It Is draft edition Thursday. And speaking of Ryan, he and Danger from
both of them.
5-7 the Fan will be in after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks. You are the football expert.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us what we need to know on Thursday.
Yeah.
What draft pick do the Bills have in the first round?
Who are they looking at?
No. What number are they
picking? What number?
Where do they pick?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're going to probably, low 40s.
There's 32 teams in the league.
Yeah, that's how bad they're going this year.
Okay. No, but the higher you pick, the better you are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
29. The Bills picked 29 on Thursday night. I got 29. Is it 30?
30, you try to box me in. You both don't know.
She's Googling. She's on it. Look, if you
I could have Googled.
29 or 30. If you want to see it live, you'll probably have to stay up till around 11:30 on Thursday.
Pass.
And that's if the Bills even 30. Make a pick. It is 30? Yeah. Damn it.
They have the 30th overall pick.
Damn it.
So I was close at 45.
I said 29. Okay. By the way, that's even if the Bills make a first-round pick.
Mm.
Last year, Bills fans stayed up all night only to watch them trade out of the first round completely.
Still possible.
You got it. Kimmy, are you excited for Thursday night?
I'm going to watch. I'm not super excited about it, but I like it that way.
What do you mean by that?
Because, like, in the past, when the Bills always had, like, a top 10 pick, it was like a major, major piece that the Bills had to add to their team. Like, they needed this guy to come in, and they needed him to succeed. Not saying they don't still need that, but it's not as crucial as it was in the past.
Okay. That's a good take. I like that take. You excited for Thursday?
No, it's a rocket chair. Who cares?
Well, no, I mean, like...
Like I said, there's no juicy pick to talk about.
For the Bills, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care about the rest of them. I don't even know... So it's Deion Sanders' kids, right?
Basically. Oh, you're saying like just in general the pick.
It's the Deion show.
Okay, so to your point, there's not a lot of drama in the Bills pick. The Bills need a corner, D lineman, maybe a wide receiver in the first if they stay there. They also have 10 picks in the draft, by the way, which could up the drama because GM Brandon Bean, he's not going to make all 10 of those picks.
Yeah.
He could be moving around.
Trading.
The drama in the rest of the draft is good because you bring up Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders.
Mm.
We know that Cam Ward, quarterback out of the University of Miami, is going one to the Titans, and after that, it's going to be chaos.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders is the big mystery on Thursday night because he could end up anywhere from 2 with the Browns, 9 with the Saints, 21 with the Steelers. It's not out of the question. He falls out of the first round completely, and... His dad's going to be around the whole time.
And he's going to steal the show, which may ruin it for you. Because he may turn it into the Deion show when you want to watch a draft show.
Well, no, I mean,
He has the ability to suck in all the energy out of a room.
I don't mind watching the Deion show just because whatever the guy says.
Be entertaining regardless.
Yeah, whether you agree with him or not, I mean, what he says.
I think his act is getting a little thin.
Oh, listen to this. Well, he's the kind of guy you love. Cool, a lot of money, runs his mouth.
I do, but I'm kind of sick of him.
He's upset because
he's got his own line of sunglasses.
But now he's a freaking bird.
He's a pigeon with a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
That commercial always makes me laugh.
He's overexposed.
Okay, he's only mad. He's only mad because we told him yesterday, Kimmy, that Deion Sanders claims he's never touched himself in his life.
Yes, I know.
He loved Deion Sanders until that yesterday.
And that was bothering me that a young Deion Sanders had never touched his stiff self. Which is, he's a liar. He's a total liar.
Okay. So you're not excited at all.
No, I can't watch I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not glued
He's
to
not
it.
He's not going to watch it. He's not watching
it. What time does it come on?
He'll watch with all like the red carpet stuff. Like he'll watch he'll watch it for the outfits initially, and then he'll get bored and turn it off.
I like when the whole family's around the couch and they're excited, but I could catch that tomorrow. I mean, the next day. You know?
Okay. Well, no, tomorrow, which is Wednesday.
You know, and everybody jumps up. And
You know what I've also found myself? I've also reached the age where I get to... Ask the question, is that his mom or his sister?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because, like, there are a lot of, like, hot moms, I feel like, in the draft. And I think that's, and sisters. And that's kind of become the story. Like, they'll go viral for the people sitting next to each draft prospect will go viral.
Well, there's always going to be a viral video. Like, there was that one, who was it, the wide receiver a couple years ago, where he was on his phone. Or he was sitting there talking to somebody. His girlfriend tried to take his phone.
I think it was his girlfriend.
Yeah, and he took the phone out of her hand on national television and like looked at her.
She looked bored.
Oh. No, you do not go into my phone. You know, you bring up the whole red carpet thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is astonishing. If you're a big old sports nerd like I am, in the short amount of time, how far this draft has come. Because I vividly remember as a kid, Saturday morning is when the draft would start, and they would do the whole thing all day long. And it was from Radio City Music Hall, and it was just, you know, a stage and pick.
Mm.
And you have now the backstage area.
It's a rock concert.
Yes, you have a red carpet where they have people interviewing players about who they're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You have your...
It's Bravo for guys.
Fans are... Yes, but it's also Bravo for women because all night long, if you watch with your wife or girlfriend, which is funny because your wife cares more about the actual football part than you do.
She'll watch it, I won't.
But there are going to be, at minimum, 4 or 5 first-round picks that have some touching, tragic, inspiring backstories.
Oh, yeah, the stories.
Yep, and that drove them to success, and your wife and you are going to go, oh, my God.
So sad.
Oh, my God. And those TV productions, whether it's ESPN or the NFL Network or ABC, because it's on like five channels.
Yeah.
It's like the president speaking in the 60s. They're going to milk every ounce of that.
Mm-hmm. All the emotion. You'll be drained.
Like my wife, when I get home from Bill Gray's, is going to have this on. And she, did you see that? Did you know that? Is Rory McIlroy going to get drafted? Did he get his jacket yet? You know, you reminded me of a story that we were all involved in. 252 WCM. I forget. We're talking about the draft.
We were involved?
Yeah, whatever.
All three of us. Oh. Draft Thursday night. You know, Kimmy brought up the sadder times for Bills fans.
Yeah.
When we were always picking high.
Yeah.
So the first ever, we used to do a live draft show.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday nights.
Yeah, didn't we do it from Champs over there at Eastview?
No, we did it at the old TC Hooligans in Greece.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one too.
No, that was the time you just went and got French fries. All right, so this was the year the Bills drafted Sammy Watkins, and we were all excited.
Out of Clemson, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
But the Bills didn't have that high a pick, so we had to fill like an hour and a half before we got to this pick.
Mm.
All right, so here was the plan.
Yeah.
Kimmy and I, Tommy left for the actual draft show. So we're on the air doing the draft show. Mm. And we invited this guy. His name was Alex Newt. Do you remember meeting Alex Newt?
I do.
He was a wide receiver from the University of Buffalo.
He was a Buffalo kid, right?
Yep, from our area.
Yeah. He came with his girlfriend?
Yes, he drove all the way from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And
I remember this now.
He had a chance to get drafted. He had come out of nowhere. He was like this big, exciting thing. So we had talked to him on the air a couple of times before to follow like a non-premier draft pick.
Yep.
And we invite him out thinking he's not going to come. The kid gets in his car with his girlfriend on draft night and drives to TC Hooligans at the mall.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, we got an hour and a half to hang out with Alex, see where his head's at. The Bills trade up to number four.
Mm-hmm.
The kid drove all the way out from Buffalo. We had to be like, sorry, we're done.
Yeah.
The poor kid came and hung out for an hour.
Oh, talked to us. That's the end of our show.
Yep, for 3 minutes, and it was like, and we're
done. Did he ever end up playing?
He signed with the Bengals, ended up not making the league.
Oh, so he didn't even...
Yeah, I mean, he signed with the Bengals, was in training camp, and then that was
it. That
was it? Wow. But like, I've never felt so bad in my life.
Yeah.
Like, he was such a nice dude.
Yeah, good-looking couple.
Bent over for us, came on out, and we're like, hey, sorry.
Nice young man.
Go F yourself. Sorry, bud. Sorry about that.
We don't have time for you anymore.
But we've got time for all of you Thursday night at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Lai. And again, on Thursday, we'll be doing a very special edition of Tommy Tells It Like It Is. So after 7:45, I'm going to give you... three questions about what you think the Bills are going to do in the draft.
Right.
I assume you will also have a bonus pick, even though you're not entirely sure how the draft works.
Oh,
because you had the Bills first
round. It usually comes to me.
Yeah. You had the Bills first round pick at 45.
Yeah.
And then, just after 9 o'clock on Thursday, our actual experts come in.
The WOD squad.
From 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, our good buddy Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Who's that?
Ryan Duffy will be in, by the way, a brand new Let's Go Duffalo, getting ready for the draft, up now.
Oh, your podcast.
Yes, the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Let's Go Duffalo. It's a good one.
Oh, I bet.
Great dad story in there.
Okay. Your dad?
My dad. Our dad's.
Your dad, yeah.
Me and Ryan's dad. About the time my dad bought a box of chocolates for the former Bills general manager trying to become his best friend. It's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this would take so much self-control.
Oh.
It'd be hard to blame someone for immediately being hot getting out of this car.
Yeah.
And I guess, Kimmy, maybe the little faces that you would see right away would be enough for you to hold
it
back?
Should be.
I don't know, man. I think you're underestimating your anger.
All right.
Hey! You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, a school bus and a pickup truck crashed on the corner of Dewey and Eastman Avenue.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, in the city of Rochester. So, both the bus and the truck had damage. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
All right.
Kimmy, did you see the picture of the bus?
I did. I saw the side of the bus.
It cracked into the side of it and, like, put a big hole in it.
Oh, wow.
Right? But not where anybody was. Nobody knows the cause of the crash yet. Three kids were on the bus, but, again, nobody was hurt.
Okay.
So, Kimmy, you saw this story, and your first thought was?
My first thought was not knowing, you know, how this accident happened, who potentially caused it. Like, even if you're that person in the pickup truck or the vehicle that crashes into a school bus, even if it was the bus's fault, you got to keep your cool. And
oh,
I know
yeah.
that has to be so hard because you just watched this whole thing play out and go down, and now you're super inconvenienced. Who knows how much damage has been done to your car, but you, with those little kids on the bus potentially, you got to keep your cool. You're going to look like the bad guy getting out of your car and flipping out at the bus driver.
Okay. You're saying all the right things.
Mm. I know.
Right? And logically, it makes perfect sense. I think it might be impossible to do that.
Really?
First,
you don't lose your crap in front of kids.
First off, you have just the standard car accident.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Period. Like, if it was the bus's fault, and again, we don't know. Right, so put that there.
Mm.
Then, the fact that this is going to be a way more complicated car accident than any other car accident because you're now having to deal with, like, a school district and their insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's a problem. Three, if it was, again, in a hypothetical situation, the bus driver's fault, you would also be scared that those kids were put in danger and how bad you would have looked. I mean, in that moment, you don't know if any of the kids are hurt.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
I don't know if the average person would be able to get out of the car like, oh, fiddle-dee-dee, the terrible thing that has. Everyone okay?
So there's one other outlier.
Oh.
Let's say you get out of the car, you get out of your truck, and you're going to be Mr. Cool, right? Bus driver gets out of that bus, starts lighting your ass up. Even though you think they did it, she said you endangered these children.
I love how the accident, I love how every other story he tells, he automatically goes he.
Yes.
But when it's a car accident, he goes she.
I didn't say she.
You said
you
she.
You literally just said she.
What if they.
Thank you.
She starts lighting your ass up, saying, you know, I got children in this bus, you're driving like a maniac. You're making me nervous. And then she starts, and the finger comes out.
Oh, finger comes out.
Finger to the face.
It's going to take everything you have, but you still have to.
Oh, you have to.
I think it's impossible. I think you guys are living in a fantasy world if you think you would not react in a negative way there. And here's what sucks about that situation, too.
Mm.
I think people that see a bus get in a car accident with another car, they're going to automatically assume the car driver.
There's going to be people that see this or come upon it, the situation without.
It's children.
And make an assumption.
And if that bus driver's yelling at you, they're going to double assume.
Yeah.
But if you yell back at the bus driver, it looks even worse.
Sure, you're yelling at a woman on the middle of the street. Or are they. It could
Was that progressive?
It could be a she or a they. I don't know.
Okay.
A she, they. I don't know.
I mean, are you allowed to make sure the kids are okay? Because that would be my first concern.
I don't think you're allowed to. It's not your responsibility.
I'm going to say don't talk to the kids.
Okay, yeah.
Stick your head in. Hey, kid, you all right in here?
Stay off the bus.
No, but like, I mean, if you get in a car accident with somebody else in a standard accident, right, as we talk about the school bus accident yesterday, again, everybody's safe. There were three kids on the bus, Dewey and Eastman Avenues in the city of Rochester, but it was a pickup truck and a school bus. If you hit somebody else or they hit you, your first question is, are you okay?
Right. But you wouldn't go in and ask if their kids are okay.
Well, like, if I would walk up to the car and make sure, say, is everyone okay?
I guess you could do something like that, but if the bus driver is already taking control of the situation, you just need to shut up.
Well, but if I didn't ask, if I didn't find out if the kids were okay, that would be on my mind until I found out.
But nobody
out
really
sure.
cares. Like, the kids don't care. The bus driver
no,
doesn't
care.
No, but
he's saying if you don't, the unknown.
It's going to bother you.
It's going to bother me personally.
You don't know how many kids are on the bus. You don't know how badly they're like shaken up in there. Like, I would, even if the kid was just crying, it's going to be enough to bother you.
Yeah, like, selfishly, I need to know that when this is all said and done, these kids are going to go home and they don't have to go to the hospital and maybe nobody's like seriously hurt. I need to know that or else I'm going to
say as little as possible.
Do you not care? Did that not cross your mind?
No, because I don't want to get, you know, legally, you know, sued and stuff.
Legally sued as opposed to
street suing.
Street suing.
Suing on the street. No, I don't want to say anything to hang myself either, because I don't want to give her or he or they driver any information that could get me in trouble legally.
No, you know what just happened, Kimmy? It didn't even occur to him to be worried about the kids. No. You're so selfish. You just hit a bus.
Or he's
and you're
picturing
not even
a bunch of punk kids like him that had to ride the bus at 17.
18.
Yeah, I'm going to matar the situation. Man. Okay. Just chill.
I mean, Kimmy, you would want to check on the kids, right?
She's a monster too. Yeah, it's not so much that I don't care about the kids.
I don't care.
I don't want to cause any further issues for myself.
Right, that's the same thing I said. You want to go in there, hey, like, kids, how you doing? You want some candy? Huh? Here's a break room sticker. Put it on your lunch bag.
I don't know, I'm talking like that. Did my mouth get hurt in the accident?
Because what good am I going to do at that point?
Nothing. There's nothing you can say or do.
Look, again, yeah, I'm
not
selfish.
Hopping on to help anybody.
I can't touch the kids to help them if they're hurt.
You're so disappointed. I'm telling you, it's a purely selfish thing. It is
Well, it's a dad thing because you're a parent.
No, I think I'm just a decent human.
No, you just want to know that you didn't hurt anybody.
Thank you.
But you may not have that answer yet either.
Right.
But could you imagine if you watch a guy get in an accident, he gets out of his car and he just stands next to his car while there's other people in the car and he's not checking on them. You would think that guy's a monster.
Yeah, but I'd also be the same guy.
What if the kids on the bus start flicking you off from the window?
Would that make
drawing,
you mad?
Drawing like penises on the window?
I think that would
they've heard the show.
I think that would actually bring the temperature down.
All right.
I think I would laugh at that. All right. Like once, you know, no one hurt is going to draw
like,
a penis on a window.
It's them giving you the thumbs up in a way.
Yeah.
All good in here.
Like nobody with a broken collarbone is like, oh, hold on, I got to draw this penis. Lift my arm into the shape of a penis on this window, please. All right. So luckily, everyone is safe.
Good.
No incident, no reports of any people screaming at each other. So it all worked out.
All right, see?
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.